Victor Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike. Victor Echo 5, Romeo, Juliet, Mike. Victor Echo 1, Echo, Papa, Portable. You buy the frequency, Randy?
VE1EPVA3HR1.
Top of the afternoon there, Henry. How goes the battle?
Hey, Emil. Hey, the battle goes good. Sometimes I win the battles. Not too often, but I do once in a while. Earlier today in our short QSO, you mentioned that you were going to see the doctors or something, and I meant to ask, and I forgot, and I apologize. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's just a semi-annual checkup, and then, of course, the wife, with her gut problem there, she had to go in after the antibiotics were finished, and they're going to take more tests, I guess. So we're both still ticking, I guess. But, yeah, our doctor's an hour away from here, so it's a trip to the valley. Over.
Yeah, that was another thing that you mentioned, and I wasn't sure that I heard you right. An hour away, that's quite the drive that you have to make. But okay, good news that things are okay. So after we had stopped our QSO, I remember thinking, oh, son of a gun, I forgot to ask if things were okay. It wasn't like I had ignored you or anything. It's just that sometimes my mind is on other things and not on what I should be doing at the moment. VE1EPVA3HR1.
Yeah, no worries, Henry. I'd let you know if things weren't good, but after we come home, she went and lied down, and I decided I better put the snow tires on. So some loony bin decided to tighten them up with 120-pound torque. So I had to take a four-way bar and two pipes to get it out. Oh, what a hassle. It should have only taken me 15 minutes or 20 minutes to change the tires, but it took me an hour and a half to do it.
Yeah, you know what? That happened to me one time, and I'm thinking maybe 40 years ago. And it was at a Canadian Tire automotive thing. I got into an argument with it was just a light argument, nothing mean, nothing bad, but it was where the mechanic told me I needed new ball joints, and he had the whole suspension dropped, and I said, no, just put everything back together and let it go. Well, when I went to change wheels, I think a year later or something, for whatever reason, I couldn't get them off. I brought it into a mechanic, and he had a hard time getting it off. That's how bad it was. So the guy, that mechanic at Canadian Tire, wanted to teach me a lesson. From then on, I always showed a little more restraint when it comes to mechanics, because they can... they can mess you up.
Yeah, very good. I see Pierre's on the board there. V2PBS, we want that group up. Pierre, are you by the frequency there? Go ahead, over.
Yes, I am, Emil. How's everything going? Over.
Yeah, I had called you today to see how you were doing. You weren't very good yesterday. I hope you're feeling better today. Over.
Well, I'm feeling a little better. I slept most of the day. So, sorry about that if I didn't get your message there. It's a crappy thing. My wife and I there, all we keep doing is blowing our nose. And it's a pain. I mean, even during the night there, I feel all blocked up. And I gotta get up, get myself a tissue, and blow my nose again. So I don't know what the hell that is. And only on the 18th of this month that my wife and I are gonna get the flu shot there and the thing for COVID again. So I guess hopefully by that time everything will be cleared up. Over.
Yeah, very good there, Pierre. I'm just going to go over to the kitchen here and grab a nasal spray that we've been using. And actually, we're even educating the pharmacist on this product, and it actually works. You just spray it in your nose every time you go into places, or once a day, and it gets rid of your head colds and preventative measures for all sorts of stuff. And it's called Benadine. Bravo, Echo, Tango, Alpha, Delta, India, November, Echo. I'll send that to you in the phone text there, Pierre. Over.
Well, I appreciate that, Emil, if it could help. Because this is really a pain there to keep. Lucky we bought a lot of tissue boxes there. But my wife and I are going crazy with this. And hopefully, I don't know what caused it, but it seems quite a few people around here have it. So, there must be some virus going around.
Yeah, very good there, Pierre. I'm not going to leave Pierre out in the dark there. The 3HRY. Go ahead there, Pierre. Go ahead there, Henry. say hi to Pierre there, and I'll text him that I'll text him this medication there that you'll have to get the pharmacist to order it if they don't have it. They don't even know about it. But anyway, I'll text that to him and go ahead there.
Yeah, okay, Emil, and Pierre, hopefully you'll be better soon, you and your wife. I had heard in a QSO sometime back that you had gotten sick, and not sure what it is, but hopefully you'll be on the up and up soon. Take it easy, be careful, and but with that, I'm going to let you guys go, let you have your QSO between Emil and yourself.